It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
And throwing it back on a Thursday for the flashback. And, well, with Australians all among us, that was really nice. That was really nice of Eddie.
I know.
Say all that stuff. Salute to him. You know, he's listening right now. So, we've already played some Keith Urban. Of course, he's in town tonight. Nicole's somewhere around the area.
She's ready to film.
But as far as an origin song that came originally from down and that to the year
1963.
And quite the bonza.
Then I said, listen.
Listen, man.
I've traveled every road in this here land. Dum, dum, dum. I've been everywhere,
Johnny
man.
Cash.
Yeah.
I've been everywhere,
I've
man.
Been everywhere,
man. I breathe the mountain air, man.
Uh-huh.
Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere, a song that was for Johnny in 1963, but had been written back in 1959 by Australian country singer Jeff Mack. So about 4 years prior to Johnny getting a hold of it. And it was in 1962 was a big year for this particular song. First, it was made popular down in Australia by a guy named Leslie Morrison, who used the stage name, how about this, Lupe, in the midday?
Uh-huh.
Lucky Star.
Ooh.
Was his singing name.
Like Madonna.
And it
not
was
really.
All the original.
I've been everywhere.
All about Australian
well, I
towns.
Was oh. My bluey. On the dusty Oodnadatta Road when along came...
Right, because Australia has a lot of fun towns, like Toowoomba and Woolloomooloo, Wallangara, Billabong.
So
it was a big hit down there. And they thought, pretty quickly, we can just go country by country and make different versions of this. So then it was adapted to England. And then they even did one for Scotland. Those were both hits over there. New Zealand, well, why not? Even Canada got a version. So while they're in this, of course, they got to hit up the United States. And in 1962, Hank Snow got a version of that.
Well, I'm a killer, I've been everywhere, man.
And he took it to number one.
Hey!
Yeah. So Hank Snow is the one that had the number one with this song. Yet it's the Johnny Cash one that we all remember, and it's kind of the definitive version of it. All due respect to the great Texas singer Brian Burns, who did a great version of Texas Towns. But this really wasn't ever a single for Johnny Cash. But in 2004, it was used in the huge commercial campaign on TV for Comfort Inn. And it was everywhere.
Yeah.
And that is why we attribute this to Johnny Cash. But it started down in there.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road.